Horn. Him and his mom are doing fine, but Captain Walker is missing in action in the war, and he's presumed dead. So Tommy and his mother begin to live their life. Years pass. She finds a new lover, a stepfather for Tommy. And as life is going so fine, as good as it could possibly go at this point in time, here comes Captain Walker back. He's released from captivity, and his war-stricken mind finds this new man taking his spot, and there's violence, and there's murder, and Tommy sees it all. The father violently kills the stepfather, and Tommy sees it there, and as soon as he sees it, he understands that now he's so deep into this strange, strange world of guilt that he slips into his own reflection in the mirror. And his folks say, you didn't hear it, you didn't see it, and won't say anything to anybody, and a conversion disorder sets in, and he becomes deaf, dumb, and blind. At first, though, it's a psychedelic journey for a young boy like that to be so isolated. It's an amazing journey.
Thank you. So now your life is completely disrupted. You have no free time. You're taking care of a child that takes 24/7 supervision. The desperation that comes with this is going to lead us to the next chapter. And this chapter gets a little greasier than the rest. It's going to get a little slimier. We're going to take a trip down and see what the old Uncle Ernie's up to here in a minute. If anybody's familiar with Uncle Ernie, he's coming soon, but... We're going to be desperate enough for information about what's wrong with this child that we might seek any medical supervision we can come up with. So we'll go see the Acid Queen. But first, Cousin Kevin would like to play, I think, a little bit.
We're on our own. Have you guys heard that one before? Sounds like you have. Take you on the road with us. You sound that good. Tommy is now a pinball wizard. He's taken over his competition. He's gone far and wide. People are just starting to understand his wizardom. But there's this one thing that still stands in the way. What if Tommy were to get these senses back? What if he were to re-grasp these? What would his limitations be then?
Pretty much nothing.
Hell yeah, Tommy. They looked far and wide, and they heard there was this festival that was going on. A medic tent, actually right here at Delfest, was where the doctor was that could possibly cure Tommy. Right over there at the medic tent.
Sunblock, too, they give me sunblock.
SPF 145. So they keep on searching, and they found this doctor, and he could possibly cure the boy.
There's a man I found to bring us all joy. The doctor I found can cure the boy. The doctor I found can cure the boy. There's a man I found to remove this sorrow. He lives in this town. We'll see him tomorrow. Let's see him tomorrow.
Go to the mirror, boy. Tommy's a sensation. He's regained all senses. He smashed the mirror. He's broken free from his isolation within it. People are continually flocking to him and following him. And he's beginning to realize the magnitude of this pinball wizardry. He's also starting to come to terms with the fact that he is the Messiah. We'll continue the story here and we'll read the headlines of this magical miracle cure and we'll meet his biggest fan, the lovely Miss Sally Simpson.
It should be all about it. Pinball wizard in America. Extra.
Mr. Simpson announced Sally couldn't go to the meeting. He went on cleaning his blue Rolls Royce. She went inside a weeping. Got to her room and tears flashed a picture of her new Messiah. She picked up a book of her father's life and she threw it on the fire.
Yeah!
spent the afternoon getting ready and decided that she's gonna touch him. Maybe he'd see that she was free and then talk to her this Sunday. She knew from the start deep down in her heart she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind your part, to be what you be. She was out of sync and the place was swinging to bluegrass music by nine. Well, the man, the group appeared on the stage and Sally just sat there crying. She bit her nails and looking pretty as a picture right in the very front row. And the DJ playing the man. Brushed him on the face. The uniformed man picked her up and threw her off the stage. She knew from the start deep down in her heart that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind your part, it's me. What you want. Her chin hit a chair and blood trickled down, mingling with her tears.
Yeah.
is free! Tommy is free from the spell, he's free from his bonds, he's free from the mirror, he's accepted his position as the Messiah, and millions around the world are flocking to him to learn his ways. And as they come in, he welcomes them all with a pair of eye shades and a pair of earplugs and a cork. You know where that goes. And he's going to teach them the ways. And Uncle Ernie leads them all to a machine. And there's so many of them coming. There's so many millions of people coming every single day that they realize they've got to build a bigger compound to bring all the people into. And they build this big compound and they welcome the people by the millions. And it's all a beautiful thing until it's not. And then they turn on him, and they leave Tommy all alone, and the Messiah falls. But first, let's go to the holiday camp.
Good morning, campers. I'm your Uncle Ernie. I welcome you to Tommy's holiday camp. Camp with the difference. Never mind the weather. When you come to Tommy's, the holiday's forever.
that was the story of Tommy. If you didn't know what you just witnessed, that was a rock opera that The Who released in 1969. We just brought it to you in bluegrass fashion. We're awfully, awfully excited to be here. It's a good time. We do have copies of that CD. Not to be that guy, but we do. We'll have them in a minute, right over there in the corner. Over that way, if anybody's interested. In the meantime, we'll do you one more. Everybody ready for a good wild night?
Mr. Chandler, anybody?